when I have taken a few days off that really all I'm doing is pacing around my house like a Bengal tiger and uploading news reports to YouTube and PrisonPlanet.tv. And so I was kind of gibbering in the last 15 minutes because I got in the studio late because I was printing off the Kurt Nemo article. So I ran short on time breaking down our initiative to just use this White House petition system that they wanted to be able to cherry pick and say, oh, the people want to turn their guns there. The people want UN takeover, or the people want to have 90% tax rates. Well, now we can use the White House petition to really backfire against the globalist. And so I'm going to be breaking some of that down after Doug Hagman leaves us in about 20 minutes of HomelandSecurityUS.com. That's their great website. The reason I wanted to get Doug back on was I was listening to the rebroadcast, and I was so hyped up yesterday that we didn't really go over everything his source talked about who they're going to go after first, what they're going to do. We didn't really talk enough about the Facebook purges of now thousands of Facebooks because of the backlash. Some are being restored. Any Second Amendment, George Washington quotes, Mahatma Gandhi quotes, you're gone. So it is really amazing what's happening right now. But we've got to get on the offensive because it is the federal government that took the guns away from the American people in these gun-free zones. And they have the blood on their hands and then advertise the schools as a place to go shoot. And they're openly trying to disarm us. They're disgusting. We have to call them on the bluff now. They are all in. Now, we're going to go to break here in about 3 minutes, but going to Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network. Doug, give us a snapshot of what you're going to break down. We come back in the next segment. I'm going to really give you the floor to go over everything your DHS source told you, because you were unable to get to all of it because of my hyperventilating.
Well, Alex, I'll tell you what. My source told me pretty much exactly what their plans are and what their contingency plans are. They've got plan A, B, C, and D, whereas one of my sources calls that a no single point failure. So they're going to come at us on multiple levels. It's just not going to be the legislative level. It's going to be through executive orders, through global initiatives, through health initiatives. It's really an insidious situation. And they're not only coming after the guns, Alex, they're coming after the mouthpieces. They're coming after the Alex Joneses of the world and Doug Hagmans and others who speak the truth. That's the key here. That's what people have to understand. Any political dissidence is, in fact, what they're going after. They want to, I mean, we're looking at a communist initiative. No two ways about it. This is what's taking place. So when we come back, I can give you pretty much a step-by-step analysis as to what, you know, what they're going to do or what they intend to do, a couple of their backup plans, and how this connects to the United Nations even. So this is.
Oh, of course it does. That's in 7277, the State Department plan. And they've tried this before. Now they think they're about to get it. We're going under UN rule, under a UN treaty.
Absolutely, like it or not. And you know, I see on the internet where people say, well, the treaties have to be ratified. Well, of course they. However, the end arounds being conducted by this administration should make it clear to everyone. This regime has no concern for the rule of law or the will of the American people. It's their will. That's what we're looking at.
That's it. I mean, we are going into a dictatorship of foreign megabanks. That isn't just something we're saying. They don't care. They're going ahead with it. And it will wreck this country, which is their plan to consolidate power. Doug Hagman. And again, recap when we come back, what your source told you, the intel about the source, how big a deal this is. And then after he leaves us in a couple segments, I will break down all the latest news. But the new petition is up at InfoWars.com. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stayhouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution these groups and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to Infowarsstore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at Infowarsstore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We have to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now, red link at the top of the site, petition calls for gun-free zone at White House and federal buildings. That means Dianne Feinstein, that has her own concealed carry, and five bodyguards with submachine guns. They've got to be taken. Because the guns are what caused the crime. We're not allowed to have guns to protect ourselves. Our children aren't allowed to be protected by trusted people in the school. You aren't. The petition has now gone live. Get it and get it out to everyone. Very important information up at Infowars.com. There's another petition to try Dianne Feinstein for treason. We've got to get on the offensive or lose everything. The next two segments, I'm going to give Doug Hagman the floor to break down from his DHS source what we're facing. But everything his source is breaking down is already there in mainstream news in pieces. Also, The Economist magazine, it's like the Bilderberg Group's mouthpiece, is calling for a total gun ban, all guns to be handed in. The Economist calls for repealing Second Amendment entirely. That's a Steve Watson article, but he links to their editorial where they call for that. Michael Moore says you are racist if you own a gun and you're white, period. And you're like, that doesn't make sense. They want division in this country. They want to demonize gun owners. You're the new terrorist. Homeland Security, I told you 11 years ago, was set up to go after patriots. It's always been about that. And now everybody's going to find out. And I've seen so many comments. Most people are waking up, but some are like, I don't care. I don't own guns. A lot of people didn't own guns in China when Mao took them, but they found out that he wanted the guns to then do really bad things. Same thing with Hitler, Stalin, others. It's what goes along with this. It's all the other tyranny, the warrantless wiretapping, the checkpoints, the power to tax, the power to destroy. Every time I see an image of Dianne Feinstein come up on my website, it just freaks me out. Guys, punch up my screen real quick. This photo of her, but when you watch her on video, I mean, she just reeks of witch and evil and corruption and domination, and she hates everything this country stands for. Why do we put up with these pigs? These globalist usurpers. I mean, listen, let me explain something. There are going to be millions of people that won't turn in their guns out of the 160 million plus gun owners. And that's what the system wants. They want to wage war on us, and it will cause a war. That's what all the analysts say. It's what common sense shows. And look, the American people aren't just going to sit here while you go pick us off and drag us off to your dungeons. Our criminal government runs torture bases all over the world. Our country's gone. And if we don't wake up to the fact we're in deep trouble and get out of the trance, there's no future. But I'm begging everyone on this Friday transmission, go to the website now and get this petition so that the White House is gun-free, so that all the government buildings and the private schools the politicians send their kids to are disarmed. And if you send your kids to a private school that has armed guards, I know a lot of rich people do that. No one's going to – rich people are always going to have armed guards for their kids. This is for the general public to be disarmed so the criminal state can absolutely abuse the population. By the way, Herman Von Rompuy, head of the EU, has come out and called for global government to merge Russia with the EU. That was always the plan. Incredible. There's even video of it. The point is that it's all happening. You can't be armed inside a world government. It's about the UN treaty. For this segment and the next, I'm going to sit back and give Doug Hagman, who's got his DHS source similar to some of mine, breaking down how they're going to drop the hammer, what their plan is, how they're going to use even outside of law mental health to go after the guns. They already admit they're going to try to ban most guns and make us fingerprint for even a revolver. I mean, total licensure so they can then just stop issuing the licenses, turning the Second Amendment into a privilege. This is it. So I'm going to try to shut up, Doug, for this segment, the next. You've got the floor. Give us your report. Break it down.
Well, thanks, Alex. And I'll tell you what we're seeing right now, what we're seeing take place right now is something that we wrote about back in May. In May 8th of this year, as a matter of fact. In fact, I was on your program in early May about this. My DHS contact stated that the objective of Obama during his second term is to disarm the American public. Obviously, the intent is to exploit shootings. A shooting would occur. Certainly, we would use that event to create the environment, the fertilize the environment to essentially. Create the ability for people to legislate, or the Congress to legislate new gun laws. Now, knowing, and these people are not stupid. People say that Obama is ignorant. Well, he's not, and he surrounded himself by revolutionaries. My DHS source is telling me, look, the Bill Ayers of the world, the Bernadine Dorns of the world, and those two in particular, and Valerie Jarrett, and Van Jones, and Sustine, all the people you talk about and that we talk about, all of these people are influencing the decision-making process to the extent that the goal and objective is to disarm the American public so we cannot fight back against their objectives, which is the total... It's not the transformation of America. It is the destruction of America, and people have to understand that. It is destroying America. They don't want America to survive. They don't want to change America. And if people understood, the very people who are the cheerleaders for Obama, if the very people who are the cheerleaders for him understood that they are working for a seat at the table they're not going to have, then things would be a little bit different, perhaps. But according to my source within the DHS, they are working very closely with the Republican Party, as you have pointed out. There's no difference between the Republicans and Democrats right now. We know that. They're working together against the objectives, against the Constitution, against the American people, against the will of the American people. People think there's a difference. There's not. The fiscal cliff. It's all a matter of conditioning, mental conditioning of the American public. This is what's taking place. So when the Sandy Hook shooting took place, and by the way, Alex, I've got some concerns about that shooting. I think you've covered some of them on air, but I personally have some, as an investigator for the last 30 years, I've got some concerns about that. There's some unanswered questions there, and there's certainly some media manipulation there. But that said, the exploitation of that, and the hanging on the emotion of that, using the bodies of 20 children to advance a political agenda, shows you the depth of depravity that this regime is going to. So you've got the Feinsteins introducing legislation that's clearly unconstitutional, clearly, and it perhaps won't succeed. But plan B is this. Plan B is for Obama to use his executive powers to implement the agenda to require everyone that wants to own a gun to undergo just an incredible permit background type thing. Ultimately, you won't be able to own a gun because you will be classified essentially as a political dissident or mentally impaired through PTSD. Because of your wartime service, or if you are on any type of medication that could be classified that could affect your ability to handle a weapon, not only mentally but physically, in fact, then what we've got here is a perfect storm for that particular. The recipe, I suppose, if you will, to create the inability to create the sorry about that, Alex.
Doug, you're absolutely on target there in your newsroom. But just to interject here for a moment, I'm going to skip this network break that's coming up to give you as much time as possible in the next 10 minutes or so. But I want to add this point. Right here I have a globe, and we're going under global governance. The nation states are being annihilated. The globalists admit under their State Department Plan 7277, after they disarm the people, they will disarm the militaries of the world, and then only the UN and NATO will have a military. This is a program. This is a big idea. This is a new world order, and that's why the United Nations on our East Coast in New York City is going along with this program because they do not care what we think. They've even got it factored in that there'll be resistance, and they're just going to call us terrorists. And to all the fools that don't understand something, NAFTA GATT that Clinton said would be so great, it destroyed our economy. All these deals, the people that do support Obama are such suckers. But I want to add this key point. We've looked at the numbers. Congress has a 9% approval rating. Government is universally hated. Obama, Romney, that was all just a big staged election. They don't really have a mandate. They want to create the illusion that even though most of us are awake, that they do have a mandate, or that we're a democracy, and if 51% say turn the guns in, that's what happens when we're a republic. I want to state something clearly here. If they try to physically take the guns, or they start harassing gun owners, and using extrajudicial executive orders. That is criminal. And if Obama commits a murder, he's still a murderer. And if Dianne Feinstein breaks the law, she still breaks the law. America has got to rediscover its distrust of government because we are on fire with running. We are collapsing right now, and they don't care if it's unpopular, if they're going after guns. We see the arrogance, and I see Democrats on YouTube commenting, hey, Alex, you're crazy thinking we're going to take your guns, so we're going to take your guns because that's crazy. See, the Democrats on average are these control freaks who think of themselves, mainline Democrats, as powerful, and they have power through the system, and they fantasize like Soviets about the mental health system. These are very, very sick people, but they're a tiny minority of the so-called intelligentsia that, you know, all have government jobs and don't know how to tie their shoelaces. Go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, they are. See, people have to understand that the what's being thrown at us right now is asymmetrical warfare to implement communist goals for the purpose of the communist goals here in America is a stepping stone toward the one world order, the new world order that George H.W. Bush talked about on September 11th, 1990. We are seeing an important step for that implementation take place right now. And just so people understand this, look, just because I'm talking about Obama right now, that does not mean that it's simply Obama only. This has been, as you know, and as you point out, and as your listeners know, this has been in progress for many years, for decades, for a generation, more than a generation, actually. So, you know, it's not a partisan issue. It's not a political issue. This is an issue that it has its roots in evil. But and my source at the DHS has told me flat out, look, you don't understand the evil that these people, the level of evil that exists within these people, and the words that they use, the words that are on the television, for example, fiscal cliff, which you people think, well, that has nothing to do with the gun legislation or gun grab or whatever. It has everything to do with it.
They're putting us into an artificial collapse. Describe who they're going to go after first. Go over these points. We know about DHS settling all these sex claims with this command base of dominant women in there doing things we can't even say on air, and they settled. I mean, these are abnormal, crazy people. People ask, why did Hitler do things? Why do all these other leaders do bad things? Because it's what they're into. These are deviant, miscreant criminals. They look at what communists and Soviets have done. And again, these are banker-funded communists.
They are. They're going to look. The first people they're going to go after are the people who are vocally and visibly causing the trouble, massing the troops, so to speak. People like you, people like me, or perhaps not. I mean,
obviously, but our answer to that is the turbocharge in their face. If we bend over to them, they win. This is all a bluff with these chicken necks. I'll never give in to Feinstein and her flying monkeys.
And nor will we, and we have to, but see, one of the litmus tests, and you brought this out earlier, one of the litmus tests, the beta tests, that was used by the Department of Homeland Security to test the will of the American people is the TSA. How much will the average American take? And they used that TSA model to see, can we nuke them? Can we take nude pictures, if you will, of them? Can we feel them up? See, that's all part of that conditioning process. But they're also looking at who's complaining. And when I said that there are lists being compiled of those who do complain about this treatment, people laugh, but there are. But they're using that.
Oh, no. That actually came out. And again, you're supposed to get scared and go, oh, well, then take my wife behind closed doors. No, these are drills to practice taking your husband at a checkpoint and you never see him again. They just want to get you phased in till you're going down for some questioning now and then you're never seen again. This is a Red Dawn takeover.
Yeah, this country, as I was told, is a captured operation. We're already a captured operation. We're already operating from behind enemy lines.
I was going to say that this morning. We've been captured. We need to wake up and admit that if we have any hope.
Exactly. And that was one point that my source really wanted to drive home for me to understand is the fact that the people in charge right now are the enemy, are the very people that we should be fighting against. We have to put our foot down with respect to what's going on and preserve our constitutional rights bestowed upon us by our Creator.
And demand mainline Republicans come out and call them enemies. They're not dumb liberals who want our guns because they care and they're just wrong. They probably did the shooting. All the evidence is there. I mean, they did Fast and Furious, like Larry Pratt said. If they did that, they'd do anything. This is a murdering mafia. I'm risking my life to fight them because we can't give the whole world to these people.
But see, the moment, and my source said this, the moment that you begin, that I begin, anyone begins to go into the weeds in that area, to question the official storyline of Oklahoma City, to question anything like 9/11, to question the shooting, obviously we're nothing but kooks, and that's the official, they want to embarrass us into that.
Because the known liars caught lying thousands of times told us so.
Exactly. And the lie is different at every level, according to one of my sources. The lie is different at every level. People have to understand that and really understand what that means, because we are being lied. Everything around us is a lie. Look, Benghazi, that's a window to the what this administration
8
is.
8 hours, Obama ordered stand down, got caught, doesn't get in trouble, had a CIA torture base down the street, never stopped the torture, gave over 10,000 missiles to Al-Qaeda. I predicted they start shooting down airliners. Now they've done it, and our media says, isn't it great the rebels are shooting down passenger liners? It's like elk. Oh my God.
yeah. I got blood pressure medicine here myself. Look, and here's the thing. We are being set up for a perfect storm in three areas. Number one, we will be engaged in a regional conflict that will turn into a world war based on our actions in Syria, because Syria is the red line for Russia. Number two, the economy. The dollar is toast. Lindsey Williams basically said as much. Others, Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser, said as much. We are going to face an economic collapse here in this country like we've never seen before. They know that, and they are timing this gun grab to make sure that we are defenseless when this happens. And by the way, when this does happen, and it will happen, when this does happen, if you want food, if you want medical care, whatever you need, if you want shelter or need shelter, you better bring your guns. And oh, by the way, if you've got a neighbor or if a neighbor is in need, that neighbor is going to be, that neighbor is going to have to say, well, Doug down the road here, he's got several weapons that he hasn't turned
in.
I'm
now confirming reports that state police are pulling people over in rural areas, running their plates. They know you have no criminal record, and they wait by your house and ask, what guns do you have in there to fill out a terrorist report on you? Those little special reports they do.
And see, that's all. You're exactly right. I've got the same reports. This is part of standard operating procedure for traffic stops, for stop and frisks, for various law enforcement. And they're going to bring the TSA in, as we mentioned yesterday. They're going to bring the TSA in to facilitate this criminal activity by the police departments. They are going to commission to assist in the gun grab, to assist in the oppression of rights. They're going to commission the TSA. The TSA is not, they're not commissioned law enforcement officers. We all know that. But after, because of the need, they will be. So it's crazy, Alex. And you've done a great job pointing it out. But I got to tell you, this is just the beginning. We're just seeing.
Okay, listen, I've been jumping in again. I'm going to give you five more minutes if you can do it on the other side.
Sure.
Any other points he made that you haven't gotten to, or recap the whole thing and how we fight back against it as well. Then I'm going to get into a bunch of big breaking news and give the number out and take a few of your phone calls. All this and more straight ahead. Our new petition is up there to disarm the president.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This
Each man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Logic, truth, common sense, individualism are menaces to the tyranny. You know, last numbers I saw, and there's some new ones out, the number of combat suicides and military suicides are sevenfold the previous record in the early 1970s at the end of the Vietnam War. And if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we can punch it up on screen here. U.S. soldier suicides outnumber combat deaths in 2012. Well, yeah, you're working them too hard, and you're putting them on suicide pills. I mean, all those psychiatric drugs they put them on so they can later take the Second Amendment actually make them crazy. And it goes over the fact from CBS News that is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists see you as animals, as dirt to be used. They're all about how to manipulate you. The globalists don't even talk to you, don't even see you as real unless you address them head on. Okay? These are horrible demons. Our country has been seized by criminals, but they've got you so scared your kids are going to be killed because they're hyping it when statistically it's one of the rarest things in this country. And only in areas they advertise as shooting galleries for their operatives and mental patients, who are their operatives one way or the other. They're all products of their system, all fruit from their vine, their tree. And they are moving against us headlong, headlong right now. We are in a mayday situation. And I know I keep saying that. I'm jumping out of bed at like 4 a.m. now, ready to go to work. Used to, it was 6 in the morning, then 5:30. I mean, I can't stop thinking about it because I know I'm right. And sure, logic, you know it's all a fraud, but the general public, even if they know it's a fraud, they just go, well, that's the way it is. No, that isn't the way it has to be. Speak out at church everywhere. Doug Hagemann, I want to let you finish up with any other points your DHS source told you, plus it's all confirmed, plus more on solutions, because don't comply with the system. Sabotage it any way you can, legally and lawfully, so that we don't have to do it other ways later. But when the government's fully foreign run and openly involved in tyranny and breaking every law, pretty soon it becomes, you know, discretion is not the better part of valor. Discretion becomes cowardice. And I don't want violence, period. But there's a Rubicon that's crossed, I guess, when they really shut down Alex Jones, Doug Hagemann, George Norrie, Matt Drudge, people like that. We better use these venues now, not just my instincts, but my gut, but also history. My intellect tells me we better have maximum effort. So I'm thinking, what do I do to give maximum effort? Maybe another video on the history of gun control, on government killing 260 plus million people last century alone, non-military combatants after gun control, University of Hawaii study. What do I do? I mean, I think it's what you said. All these, there's a small group of fools out there that at least give the dress up cover. They say very small percentage of those are going to Obama's second coronation. It used to be an inauguration. Now it's a coronation of our imperial puppet. And there are trendies who have their stickers and laugh. You know, I was jogging this morning and actually had some guys. I could tell we're Obama supporters, the way they acted, like giggle and go, look, there's Alex Jones. You could just tell by the innate weirdness and weakness and unreality and unmasculinity of these guys. I mean, they giggled and laughed at me, but the point is that they look like they'd been put in a microwave oven. And I feel sorry for these useful idiots who will soon be useless to the system, their whole future being destroyed. All actuaried, where a smaller and smaller group of servants of the system will be allowed to operate, while all of our treasure and money and ideas are siphoned off to build this global corporate empire. And just to have to look at all the servants and minions and pimps of this system, Doug, it's totally disgusting. So finish up your points, and then what are your ideas for our maximum effort, all of us, to really get at these people? I'm launching petitions because they get big attention to show their hypocrisy. I'm doing everything I can. I know George Norrie last night was fighting hard for Facebook not to censor, so they reversed themselves this morning. But that's a test. They're going to wear us out. What do we do?
Well, you're exactly right. This is a war of attrition at some level. So what we have to do, and I talked at length with my source about this, what can we do? Or do we throw our hands up?
No, we totally commit. We totally commit.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And here's the thing. We all have to, first of all, we have to understand what the problem is. You've defined it very well numerous times. Second of all, we have to hook up with like-minded people and obviously develop a plan and work a plan, because things will be tough, especially when the dollar does collapse. Trust but verify. Trust no one except those people that you verify that are really on your side. Watch for people infiltrating your groups. They are going to marginalize us before they take us down. They're going to make us look foolish, to make us look like fools on the internet before they pull the plug, obviously. So there's a value there to understand that. But here's the thing. The bottom line is, don't comply. Don't submit. to anything that is not constitutional. Don't comply with the illegal checkpoints, the illegal search and seizures, the illegal grabs at the airports and by the TSA. And if you really, at the very heart of this, we have to stop feeding the beast. According to another one of my sources, one of the biggest things that they're afraid of is everyone stopping paying taxes, kind of like in Poland. Stop paying taxes. Stop feeding the beast. That's what they're really afraid of, because once that happens, you take away their money, and obviously, at that point, the war goes very hot, because they're after our money. Our money, of course, is a receipt, if you will, for our labor, our time.
They use our blood against us, so dig in at every level, speak out against them, resist them, demonize them, because they are demons, expose them, discredit them, at every level realize this is a war. We have a total hot authoritarian takeover. It's not just some creeping corruption anymore. That's my next question to you. Why are they wanting to hurry and get it all done? Because of the engineered collapse? Because once they engineer the collapse, they want to consolidate power? But if they don't have everything battened down, the collapse could be used, as Ron Paul has said, to wake up the people and take the republic back?
Yeah, you said it exactly. There is an agenda here. There is an acceleration of events taking place for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is where we find ourselves in the economic area of things. Another is the global state of affairs. We really have a perfect storm right now with respect to what's happening in Syria, with Iran, in Israel, in the Middle East, as well as the economy. They want to capitalize on this, and they know that Obama will be our last, and I shudder to use the term president. So they want to get everything done and buttoned up now while they can, because they've got a compliant puppet who's developed some of his own muscles, but yet he's a puppet in the Oval Office. And the people around him are the Fabian socialists, the communists, the people from the Antonio Gramsci School, Frankfurt School. That's who's running this country. And this is what we've got to look forward to. But I'll tell you, the DHS source said this. These people are cowards as well. If you stand up to them, think of them as bullies in the schoolyard. You stand up to them, in many cases, they will back down. So definitely we've got to.
Yeah, let them know. Don't call the White House and say, please don't do this. Say, we know you're foreign criminals. We know you're terrorists. We know you're scum. I mean, it's important. And I go to local police stations and say, hey, the NSA admits they're spying illegally. The government says they're coming after our guns. That's a violation of the Constitution. You better decide which side you're on. I mean, it's time to get aggressive, folks.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. And I'll tell you what, I would urge everyone, and as I said before, you certainly don't need my endorsement, our endorsement, but I would urge everyone to follow what you are doing. You are at the tip of the spear. You've got a wide audience. You've got a great reach, and you affect a lot of people. People need really to get together under your, shall I say, leadership or guidance.
Well, it's not even that. All I can say is, we've studied history. It's not hard to know what was coming. Now it's here, and it's just going to get crazier. And if something happens to us too, folks, I see that as a major canary in the coal mine. So if they set me up with drugs, I don't use drugs. If they, God forbid, you know, as that police officer called in yesterday, he's told all his buddies, you know, if they say, you know, that I killed my wife and burned my house down, it's not true, folks. I'll never commit suicide. I'll never hurt my family. None of it's true. If I'm found dead in a hotel room with a hooker, folks, I wasn't with a hooker. People need to understand this isn't a game. Doug, how arrogant are they? Is it waking up the federal sources you've got? Because I know this is one thing that I think's woken people up, and Bilderberg was concerned a year and a half ago about this in Libya. They're concerned now from our sources that the alternative media forced the New York Times, L.A. Times, and others to report that our government runs al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and has them shooting down airliners and making father suicide bomb. So how does that work for the feds who've said, oh, the government wasn't involved in 9/11? Well, we didn't say that. Criminal elements were. Al-Qaeda was a creation of the globalists. They've been used to take down the Russians, the Serbs, now America. I mean, is that something you're getting back from your sources?
Oh, very much so. The level, the veil of transparency, the veneer of the shadows. Look, people are beginning to wake up, and there is a level of concern among the people, the higher levels, at the Napolitano levels. There's a level of concern there, saying, wait a minute, you know, I don't want people out there lynching me, gonna, you know, stringing me up from the nearest oak tree for what I'm doing. So there is a concern there by shining the light of truth. And at the higher levels, however, there's a hubris, but at the mid levels,
exactly, because the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, the public doesn't even know their names. They're insulated. Even a Napolitano, witch that she is, and that weird group of deviant women around her who just, how does that affect morale, though, even with corrupt FBI people and folks they've hired, to have weirdo women call you in and say, you know, do me favors and go live in the bathroom, you ugly man. I mean, these are crazy people. I mean, why are even the corrupt people serving such scum? I mean, when it's going to destroy the whole system. I mean, just so they can, because the globalists hate America and gun owners and Christians so much, folks, they'll burn everything just to get to us. I hope all you minions that serve the system and get invited down to the local CFR and get invited down to the head Mason Hall and get invited, you know, down to the local Federal Reserve meetings, you all think you're at the table because you got $100 million in the bank. They're going to take everything you've got, and you're going to be lucky if they just take everything you've got. See, when globalists steal from people, and authoritarians do this, they're then going to trump up charges on you later, and they're going to kill you. So you know what's sick about this, Dean? Of a Dean Hagel, the X-Files guy who I might get on the show soon, Doug, is that these guys don't know history. 100% of the time, the people that open the drawbridge to the traitors are all the first ones to get gutted.
You know, they may know history, but they think that they can change it. They've got this mental thought process where they're better than everyone else. They're different than everyone else. They're more capable. They're capable of changing history. That's what they're trying to do. That's a hubris. And you mentioned about that culture of just perversion that exists. Look, at that level, everyone has something in their background, and we saw that with Petraeus when he was taken on at the CIA. They knew that he was involved with Paula Broadwell. They knew it, and they held it over his head. See, that's how the system now works. And the more perverse that the situations are, or that the people are, that the better things are, and that's, it's like a Caligula, and that was a term used by my contact at the DHS, like Caligula, and people have to understand the evil, the perversity behind it.
Well, when you look at the stuff that most of these top politicians are into, they don't let you in the club. You don't get the committee chairmanship unless you bare minimum have boyfriends and girlfriends, and that's not usually enough. You know, to be a top general, they tell you, you've got to cheat on your wife. We've got to have photos of it. But to get into the upper rungs, you've got to do illegal stuff. And I don't think people get it. That's why history, you always have such evil people in control, is because only they're willing to do really evil stuff to be in power. And they want power so they can grab your little kid and rape them and cut their head off. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what you've got up there, is a bunch of people who don't just like hurting little kids. They like killing them. You know, Sandusky was providing kids to globalists all over the country. And look at who was all around him and who defended him. Top TV casters, top sportscasters, politicians, DHS people. Well, you bet they're protecting him because he was supplying them little kids. Go ahead, sir.
No, you make a great point here, because when we're talking about people like, for example, Hillary Clinton and people, her and people like her, people have to understand the mindset is different. You might not agree with what they do or believe in, but it doesn't matter. It's what they believe. People like Hillary Clinton believes, for example, according to my source, hey, look, she can change things through, shall we say, unconventional means, and when I say spells, if you will, think of witchcraft, think of Wicca, think of alternative.
No. It's on record she does witchcraft. That came out when the first year they were in office. Tony Blair worships Lucifer. That's mainstream news. Francois Mitterrand, that's what I'm telling you, is that I've been to Bohemian Grove. For a regular person, it's a cheesy play. Those old men were in religious rapture. These people are devil worshippers. Look at the guy that killed his mom, his grandma with the hammer, and then shot the firefighters. Turns out he was a devil worshipper. They probably gave him orders. We're dealing with a cult of devil worshippers. And you're saying the DHS knows that?
Absolutely. And know it. And they said, watch for it. Watch for it to expand. And
hold on, I got to hear about the devil worship angle. Stay there. Final segment. We're just taking the whole hour. And again, that petition's up there to make the White House a gun-free zone, to make the president turn in his guns. And that pig, Dianne Feinstein, that maggot, that self-propelled demon of hell. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Happy holidays, Peter Kronstammel from Midas Resource. Today is December 28, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,660.90. A 1 ounce gold Kugrand can be purchased for $1,702.28, $881.14 for a half ounce, or $25.57 for a quarter ounce. $1,702.28, $851.14, and $425.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Okay, about an hour ago, we launched the petition at InfoWars.com at the White House. And if people say, oh, they'll get me if I sign a petition, you just go sign up with an email to verify, and then you can get on the petition. You can even set up another email if you want. I mean, if you won't even do a petition to get attention to this, we're done. But it doesn't matter. We've done pretty good in an hour. It's 652 petitions. We need 24,348 for the president to lie. He's sworn to respond to these, but they have them with hundreds of thousands for secession, close to 100,000 now to deport Piers Morgan. It doesn't matter. Once it gets media attention, everyone goes, wait, the politicians all have armed guards? Why can't our kids? So we demand Obama issue executive order making White House, federal buildings, and events gun-free zones. But I'm going to send this out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter here in just a moment. Please retweet this immediately and go to Infowars.com. And one quick announcement. It's out. It just got here on the trucks about 2 hours ago. The new first issue of 2013, we have an article in there predicting that 2012 wouldn't be the end of the world, but giving the real threats to the planet. It is now out and now shipping to you. You can subscribe, or you can buy them in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100 and give them to people. 60-page glossy color mag, 2013, the year America dies, ? And we break down how this is the total takeover on the Second Amendment, the police state, everything. You want to wake somebody up? This is the magazine to buy in bulk just for the one cover story article. We go over Europe conquered, now America's turn, Second Amendment in crosshairs, NDAA justification for tyranny, re-education camps for dissidents, Obamacare designed to bankrupt America, Big Brother becoming pervasive, NSA spying no longer secret, foreign policy backing terrorists, more regime change, the TSA occupies the streets, the ERA, the era of drones, 2013, collapse or rebirth. Again, and then we get into 10 reasons why it's not the end of the world as we know it, but the real threats. It's just such an important magazine. Best issue yet. Second Amendment, you name it, crossword puzzles, Frieda's amazing art. It is the new issue, 2013, the year America dies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to see the new cover. Pretty powerful cover. Okay, we're almost out of time. Look. I try to be calm here, ladies and gentlemen. They're introducing the legislation to ban physically 900 guns, make you turn them in. The rest of the guns, you've got to go get registered with the ATF, and they decide if you can have a gun with fingerprints. That's like level 3 to get machine guns. It turns it right into a privilege. They're going to stage more shootings. That's one thing your source was saying. Look for more. No kidding. With this much hype, you'll have copycats. They're coming. You can tell the arrogance. They don't care. So we've got to get the word out. They think that we're weak. I don't think we're weak. We can turn it around, especially by flogging House Republicans. You tell a Rubio you'll never be president, you punk. You tell all the senators, the House members, we are politically coming after you. Just like with the Realty Party, go to their meetings, get in their face, get aggressive or lose it all. And to all the idiots, got 1 minute left, I want your Satanism comment. To all the idiots that say, well, I don't have guns, why do I care? The guns go, it all goes. It's the canary in the coal mine. Doug Hagman, Northeast Intelligence Network, final comment on the Satanism angle.
Yeah, Alex, I was surprised as heck, and my source just told me to look at the Benghazi report. Number one, it was issued 69 days after the actual attacks. The number 69 has some sort of satanic meaning, for example. It was 39 pages long. That means basically the fix is in. But the fact of the matter is, the people we're dealing with at the highest levels of government are satanic, Luciferian, demonic people that are going that are advancing this agenda. And the agenda, of course, is total domination of the American populace. People have to understand the severity.
Absolutely. We're going to get you back on HomelandSecurityUS.com. Thank you so much, folks. Go sign the petition. Go sign the petition. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution groups and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-